a newly published collection of classic Czech comic strips and comic books will no doubt make a welcome Christmas present for many who grew up with the genre. Entitled The Comics Encyclopedia, the book brings together classic strips originally issued between 1945 and 1989. The communists, who were in power for almost all of that time, took a dim view of comics, which they regarded as a Western invention. But that didn't prevent the publication of ongoing serials on the back page of a youth science magazine called ABC, that's still being published to this day. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The first issue of ABC first came out in 1957, and over the years the magazine published 81 comic book series, sagas continuing from issue to issue on the magazine's last page. Many famous authors such as Jaroslav Foglar or Vlastislav Toman were contributors. The newly published Encyclopedia Comixu, which draws on a good deal of material from ABC, was put together by authors Josef Ladek and Robert Pavelka. Asked how it came together, Mr. Pavelka had this to say.
We got the idea to put the book together after coming across an article suggesting that comics under the communists were practically non-existent. So we began cataloguing past series, and at first we put together 150. And when we got to 1,000, we decided, OK, that's strange, this work deserves to be properly mapped. Some of the comics that we searched for were very hard to find, especially one called Copernicus and Jeronim, which had appeared in ABC. It was originally published by the Poles, and even with things like the internet, finding it wasn't easy.
Some of the most famous comic series in ABC included Strážci by Vlastislav Toman, The Watchers, or Podpaprsky Záříciho, a cult sci-fi hit about the meeting of an advanced human civilization with a primitive humanoid culture. Toman wrote the series after ABC readers in the 1970s asked for a continuation of stories like The Adventures of John Carter, but the magazine was unable to secure the rights. These and many more are the focus of the new encyclopedia, and co-author Robert Pavelka stressed that readers, new and old, will appreciate that putting together a solid series, not least in those days, was hard work.
In my view, it would be great if people who pick up our book are inspired to try something like drawing a comic book or series themselves. Readers will also see how hard it was to produce a comic book then. So in that sense, the encyclopedia is not only for former fans, but for new ones as well.
In his view, readers will also appreciate the difference between how comic books were viewed and produced then and today. Robert Pavelka once more.
Today, of course, comic books are often referred to as graphic novels. In my opinion, though, today's stories suffer a little by comparison at the expense of the visual design. Back then, comics too were all meticulously hand-drawn. There was no opportunity to add any touches by computer. So while the end product was maybe a little rougher then, maybe even a little naive, it was also more natural. It's like the difference between a vinyl record and a CD.
Anyone interested in picking up a copy of Encyclopedia Comixu can now do so at most bookstores, but the new volume is available only in Czech.
Thanks, Jan. A reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague.